Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 4, 2023. You correct the entire creation. It seems to us that we are correcting only our own soul. But in fact, the soul of each person stretches between all souls. Therefore, when I correct my tiny part, through this I correct the integration of my particle in all souls. Therefore we cannot say that a person corrects only his own soul. He corrects the entire creation, only to a very small extent that is included in the creation. Then he adds more corrections and more, and in the meantime, other people also correct themselves and their integration into this person. It is about this that it is written, "They helped everyone his friend," which means that I correct myself in him and he corrects himself in me, and so we all correct everyone and become like one person with one heart. Each person includes 600,000 souls, which themselves are also divided into 600,000, and those are also divided into 600,000, etc. It turns out that each of us is like Adam HaRishon. And when we all join together, we also become like one soul of Adam HaRishon. It is not the quantity that is taken into account here, but the depth of the feeling of unity. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 28, 2023. Connecting into one soul. Why do people draw? Question: why do all children like to draw? What are these qualities and properties? Answer: drawing is an expression of one's perception of the surrounding world because verbal means of attainment are not enough. Drawing is necessary for a person, it is the most ancient art. Since ancient times, people left cave carvings. After that, writing emerged. This is all about expressing yourself. For example, there are many things within me that I cannot express other than through drawings. During lectures and lessons, I made thousands of drawings because they express much more than words. Drawing is the world. From CapTVs I got a call. Why does a person draw? November 29, 2012. Grasp the connection with the Creator. A person who understands the obstacles given to him, and sees them in exactly the correct and reasonable attitude of the upper governance toward him, feels completely different. He feels like a partner of the Creator. Everything becomes simple and clear for him, and he only needs to grasp this thought, this feeling, and connection with the Creator and not let go. No matter what people say to him now, and no matter what is happening around him, within he is attuned to the Creator. On the corporeal level, he is with everyone else, and this in no way should affect the connection with the Creator. On the contrary, one must understand that through others, at this level and in this plane, the Creator acts this way so that one does not break this connection. He suddenly begins to see that the people around him are angels, that is, the guides of the Creator's thoughts, his ideas, his governance. And they have no personal relationship to him, there are no personalities around him at all. It is just the Creator dressed in all kinds of objects that affect him in this way. And through them, he begins to lock himself only to the Creator, and it turns out that the person reveals that there is none else besides him. From CapTVs I got a call. Practical Kabbalah November 4, 2012. Blind faith or attainment? In religions everything is based on simple faith, and in Kabbalah it is based on attainment. In Kabbalah, faith above reason is the revelation of the Creator in the light of Hasidim. Hasidism, however, took from this only the name Hasidism. But in the Kabbalistic understanding, they do not have faith. Faith is the revelation of the quality of being. Their faith is when you close your eyes and say, "I believe." But when you close your eyes, what can you believe if you do not see anything? In fact, faith is a vision, not a concealment. Therefore, Kabbalah is a method of revealing the Creator to the created beings in our world. Revelation. It is the opposite of any Hasidism or anything else. Initially, in the 16th and 17th centuries, when Hasidism appeared, it really was a Kabbalistic trend. Today it is just constantly growing egoism that conceals the truth from a person. However, another flip is taking place now. I hope that the unfolding sufferings, the unfolding new desires, the increasingly unfolding limitation of our existence, the beginning of the revelation of the meaning of life, and the possibility of overcoming all crises will all work together, and people will easily and slowly begin to come close to the method of revealing the Creator, because without it, it will be very difficult for them to live. This is what the Creator does, and we have to help him. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Global Puppeteer, July 28, 2012. How will humanity die out? Question. If you imagine the picture of the world in utter chaos, can some community that would live by completely different rules jump sharply out of these sufferings? Answer. Yes, it could. But suffering will remain to the depth of egoism that exists. Even if 7.5 billion of the world's population die, the remaining 500 million will go through enormous suffering, because all the desires and all the qualities of those 7.5 billion will flow into them. This remaining 500 million will finish the correction, but in very severe agony, because the suffering will not be distributed to 8 billion. This is a terrible thing. Imagine that there are only 1,000 people around you, and you have to absorb all their sores, all their negative qualities, everything that is in them, and live with it now. Your egoism will be 1,000 times bigger, or even more, because it is cumulative, combined. Imagine how many illnesses, sufferings, and blows you alone will have to feel, and your good desire will remain the same, one. These blows will eventually shake you, but not immediately, because you will have to realize, feel, and decide for everyone that you cannot remain in this state. Therefore, do not expect anything good. There will not be a better state in the future if we do not start improving it quickly ourselves. In a world where everything is interconnected, it cannot be otherwise. The interconnection is such that you cannot escape. Question. So will even those 7.5 billion suffer and leave this state? Answer, they will suffer within you. This is called Hitkalalat Neshamat, connection of souls. They will not go anywhere, but they will be so integrated into each of us, that everyone will have a larger soul. Therefore, at the time there was a need for the shattering of souls, for their multiplication. Where does the demography come from? On the basis of what it jumps up and down in different countries throughout history? It is precisely because egoism is growing and you need to somehow cope with it. Adam alone could not correct it. Therefore, it had to be divided into 8 billion parts. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How will humanity die out? October 20th, 2012. Will everyone have a nuclear club? Question. 5 of the largest universities studying world problems stated at the same time that the risk of using nuclear weapons in the world had reached the highest level since the Cold War. All the countries that possess nuclear weapons continue to increase and modernize them, and do not even think to negotiate or to talk about peace or reducing nuclear weapons. It was heard here and there before, but now no one talks about it at all. It seems that the number of nuclear warheads in the world has begun to increase for the first time since the Cold War. In the past we talked and agreed, in the 70s and 80s we heard it all the time, but now it's as if it's been cut off. Did we realize the truth that we will not agree? Answer, yes. Today the world is so diverse and so selfish that no matter whom you negotiate with, it is useless, because there are 20 other countries that have nuclear weapons that are opposed to your agreement with someone else and are not going to negotiate with anyone. I think all the speculation about this will not yield anything. Nothing will help. Everyone will hold on to their nuclear club, we will not trust anyone, and so we will exist from day to day, and so on. Question: what is the way out of this? Answer: this is the way out. Question: the way out is to exist like this? Everyone holds a stick and exists this way? Answer: yes. Question: so you see that the countries will increase their nuclear weapons even further? Answer: sure. So what? The bludgeon will no longer be 100 kilotons, but 1 million kilotons, and more and more. Question: now Iran will have nuclear weapons and someone else will also. And will everyone have nuclear weapons? Will we continue to live like this? Answer: of course. Question: for how long? Until what state? Answer: I don't think it is going to collapse. It will be increasing all the time. Question: is there any way out of this situation? Answer: will we find a way out? Or will everything blow up? Comment: and some too unfortunate people will start giving birth and reproducing again. My response: yes. That's it and nothing else. Or there is the revelation of the Kabbalistic method of getting rid of egoism and the destruction of any egoistic weapon as a consequence. Question: this is the alternative that Kabbalists offer. And they say that it will happen, that one way or another we will come to this. Even through wars will we come to this? Answer: yes, it will happen. Comment: so you have only one conclusion, look at egoism and only to work with it. My response: it is eternal, there is no getting away from it. It can only be corrected within something, but it does not disappear by itself. Question: that's reasonable. What you say is logically clear, that we create all this with our pride and our egoism. Why don't we hear that this is the way out? Answer: no, people may agree with you, but they will say, this is unrealistic. And they will be absolutely right. Question: when does it become real? Answer: we need to tell all people about this. And then we will bring this state closer. But how it will develop and reveal to people that it is really possible to get rid of egoism as a universal, central evil, we need to move toward nevertheless. We must advertise and expand this education and upbringing. Question: how does it feel for you to live with this awareness, to continue working, to continue disseminating? Answer: it feels normal. I know that I will die tomorrow and the world will continue to exist. And a lot of people will think like me and try to do something until it eventually works out. Everything flows. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 16, 2022. What is worth the effort? Comment: many of us are by no means beginners in Kabbalah study, but are still like small children who are trying to understand how to address the Creator correctly, and just cannot come to it. My response: for thousands of years, millions of people in the world have been moving toward this like little children. But some of them grow, develop, become smart, and different from those children who, although still young in body, are dead in spirit. This is an internal search, and it is wonderful. We cannot measure and see from the outside how hundreds of people gather together and rush to exit our world, our level of values, and our petty desires and intentions that are aimed only at surviving well for a minute, and the next. And that is it. It is such an amoebic existence. After all, what is such a huge organism with its potential doing? This is such a waste of resources. How can this be? And we have thousands of people who are thinking, how can we rise above this amoebic state? Humanity is performing the simplest operation on itself of how to slightly move into a more comfortable state every moment of time. People move like amoebas, as if they are in some kind of solution. I feel a little bit better like this, I feel a little bit better like that, and that's it. But while studying Kabbalah, people try to rise, rebuild their program, and leave their body at the earthly level. Let it continue to exist in this solution, but you need to raise yourself and create within us, another level of consciousness, perception, and existence that does not depend on the body. From your point in the heart, like from a drop of semen, you give birth to a new self, a human. It is to be born through a small passage so that this drop passes through a small hole and starts its birth and development on the other side of the barrier. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it worth the effort? Mind you, these efforts are definitely not in vain. Why remain in the amoebic state if there is the possibility of being reborn? It does not matter what happens. Even if nothing works. It's just that we can't waste ourselves on staying in this state. From CapTV's I Got a Call. The Most Important Prayer, October 6, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora, on which factor does our future actually depend? Our future depends on understanding who we are, where we are, where we are headed, and how we can align ourselves with the laws guiding our development. When we do so, we will find ourselves living in a harmonious and peaceful world. Until the 21st century, we evolved according to the egoistic drives that grew within us. Today, the human ego has reached its apex, and accordingly we now have an opening to exercise free choice in our further development. What is our free choice? It is our ability to rise above our egoistic nature. Rising above our ego is our only free action, because everything else we do, which stems from our egoistic drives, functions according to an involuntary program that constantly makes us move toward self-aimed pleasures. Therefore, when we can rise above self-interest, thinking and acting for the benefit of others, we perform an action that is outside our entire egoistic nature. In this free act, we picture no pleasure in a self-aimed direction, wishing instead for all goodness to redirect to others. If we realize our free choice, we will rise to a new nature with a new perception and sensation of life that is eternal and perfect. The laws of nature will unfold whether or not we exercise our free choice. However, without our participation in this transition, we will experience life as increasingly bitter and painful. Our egoistic desires can never be fulfilled. The more they fall short of the pleasures they constantly seek, the more we will find ourselves becoming entangled in a growing web of problems. Our ability for free choice is what separates us from animals and all other parts of nature. It is for this reason that Kabbalists say that the whole of reality was created for man. We are nature's sole intelligent creatures that are capable of rising above our inborn egoistic state and aligning ourselves with nature's laws, laws of love, giving and connection. We have an immense transition ahead of us, and an even more amazing goal. Our current state requires us to seek answers to new and greater challenges that we encounter as we head into the future. It is indeed a positive situation that I relate to with much hope, not with anxiety. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.